Speaking seems like the easiest and the simplest skill ever, but when we speak to a group of people or a broader audience, it gets much more difficult. We start panicking, we start getting nervous, and a job that seemed simple suddenly becomes challenging. It even feels scary to try. If you have ever tried to speak on a stage in front of a large audience, you know what I'm talking about. But that's not the only problem. Because even when we speak to friends or a small group of people, we don't always feel confident, and that makes it even more difficult to express your point of view. It feels horrible because you have this fantastic idea in your mind, but the lack of confidence makes it difficult for you to share it with others. Just to be clear, I'm not claiming that I'm some kind of an expert when it comes to social skills, but after making videos for some time here on YouTube and talking on the stage, I have learned a lot about speaking, because I always have to record my voice and edit it. Over time, I started noticing some of the things that people usually don't, and I started learning how to speak better and more confidently. So let me share with you a couple of tips that I have learned along the way that will help you to talk more confidently. When you get nervous, you start rushing and speaking faster than you usually do, because you want this thing to end as soon as possible. But like it or not, you're only making things worse. When you speak, your primary job should be to feel as comfortable as possible, and the easiest way to do that is to talk slower. Make it clear to yourself that you have all the time in the world and you don't have to speak faster for any reason. As long as you're talking 120 or 130 words per minute, you are absolutely fine. But the reason you get nervous in the first place is that you let your emotions get in control. You start focusing on the wrong side of the story. You start thinking that, what if things go wrong? What if you're speaking too slowly and people are getting bored? So you speed up and ruin everything, which is a common mistake. Every time you feel that way, stop for a moment, take a deep breath, and focus on the message that you want to deliver. And forget about how people are going to react to it, because the more you're going to think about it, the more nervous you're going to get. Some people are naturally confident and are masters at speaking, but that doesn't mean you can't reach that level. Most of these famous politicians weren't as good as they are today. Many of them were even introverts at some point of their life before becoming who they are today. But with some practice, they could reach that level, which means you can do the exact same thing if you're willing to put the effort. Pick up your favorite book and start reading loudly, as if you're talking to a group of people. Imagine there is an audience in front of you and you have to tell them this incredible story. Try to read it with energy and enthusiasm. Of course, having a real audience in front of you is different, but this exercise will train you to feel a little bit more comfortable when you have real people in front of you. Don't forget to record your voice, because you might think that you sound great. However, when you listen to your voice, you will know that you aren't as good as you think, and I have experienced that multiple times. But that's the only way to find out your flaws and fix them. You will feel uncomfortable when you know that your voice is being recorded, and you will get at least a little bit nervous as if there is a real audience listening to you. But over time, you will get used to it. And that's it for today. As always, if you have found this video helpful, then hit that like button, and if you want to see more of these videos, then subscribe and hit that notification bell so that our videos will appear on your homepage. Thank you again for watching, and I will see you in the next one.